on.
And I'm awake. Took a nap. We are. They canceled the Termitium bonfire?
They couldn't.
Why?
The wood was wet. They couldn't get it started.
But did they have a party anyway?
No, I don't know.
They didn't even have a party? Oh, what a bummer.
Yes.
Okay. We are on page 222. Noon Alpha Base, 102. We're in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 8th line down in the wide lines. This is a very cool Gemara tonight. I really like this Gemara. 3, 6, this course on the Babli. 3, 6, 8 lines. Kadaka Menashe. When Menashe rose, he was a Rosh, right? Hava Pari Chori Yeshaya, he was running after Yeshaya, boy Mitlunay. Yeshaya, by the way, it seems was his grandfather. He wanted to kill Yeshaya. He wanted to get, he fled from before Yeshaya. Orakl Arza, he flew, so Yeshaya fled to a cedar tree. Ubale Arza, and the cedar tree swallowed up. Going to the Bavli, actually became the cedar tree. But here it was swallowed up by the cedar tree. Chaser Tzitzis of the Gulsay. Problem is, Yeshaya was very frum. He walked around with his tzitzis out. So the tzitzis stuck out of the tree. Okay? Asun Amin Kadamoy, so they came and told, Menashe that he's in the tree. Armelon, so he said to them, Azun Benasun Arza, go and chop down the tree. Benasun Arza, they chopped down the tree. Vizchame Doma in the garden, and saw blood flowing out. Okay? So that's how he killed Yeshaya. Beloav Hashem, Lislach Hashem, did not desire to forgive him. Mikanche Lochay, close to God, from here we have the blue, and he has no portion of the world to come. So now, the Gemara actually skips a little bit here. The Gemara is now going to go ask Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is one of the Mishnah 7 Nasher does have a Chayek Olam Haba. Okay? Vok Siv, how can you say? Because he did tshuva. So says Gemara, how can you say did tshuva? Vok Siv doesn't say, Miobar Chatez Menashe ben Yechizkyo Melch Yehuda. Doesn't the Pasuk sum up and say, besides the iniquities of Menashe, the son of Chizkyo, the king of Yehuda, in other words, he was a bad guy. Says what name had lo yachzer be? Maybe that's before the tshuva. What about our kolak kaaso sherichiso Menashe and all the anger which Menashe angered Hashem? Name of the shalosah tshuva. Maybe that too was before the tshuva. Okay, then say ki hu amon herbashma. It says about amon that he enhanced evil doing in Am Yisrael. Amon was his son, right? And amon, and therefore the assumption is that Amon added on to Menashe, and Menashe himself remained evil. Says more lo, I'm going to change the way the Shai Teres Yisrael changed it. Lo chidesh elohos, lo chidesh elohosif. He didn't, as all part of the, no, now that I look about it, I don't know why I wanted to change it. I'm going to change it back, because it really makes much more sense the way it is. Lo sif elohidesh. The Shai Teres Yisrael notwithstanding. Lo Siv El Chidesh means Menashe stopped. Menashe stopped. He did tshuva. Amon came back and began again, afresh. There's all Rabbi Yehuda answering the questions upon him. Vok Siv, Dab, Noki, Shafach, Menashe, Arbeimil. Does he say he spilled much blood, very clean blood? Adar Shemile, Yisushalayim, Pelepeh. Yeah, until he opened to fill the shrine mouth to mouth. So the Gemara doesn't actually give the answer here, which the Gemara should give, which is that was before he did tshuva. Just the Gemara goes on to another issue. Probably it's missing. But it says here, it's possible for somebody to spill so much innocent blood in Yerushalayim. Now the two means there could be that question. Either that it's not possible to spill so much blood, or there wasn't so much innocent blood in Yerushalayim. But in any event, the Gemara is saying, how's it possible? His problem was he killed Yeshaya, who was equivalent to Moshe Rabbeinu. See, pel peh, daber bo. But Moshe says, mouth to mouth, I should speak them. So to Yeshaya was on a very high level, akin to Moshe Rabbeinu, though of course not quite. Stephen says, "My Debe Hashem Menashe Velamo." Hashem spoke Menashe to his nation, but they did not listen. He brought upon them the generals of the king. I forget which king capture Menashe, one of the foreign kings. They grab Menashe and they put him in Chachim. Mao Chachim, Bikiru Minikaya. It's a form of, literally means iron nursemaids, but what it means is obviously, you know, cables of metal. What do you call them in English? Chains around him. There's some word for it. Anyway, a halter. A metal halter. Okay? So, Amar Rabbi Levi Lehi said, Mulash and Choshes Asulo. They made him a harness, a halter of copper. Venosu, the Choshes copper? I don't know if it's copper. Whatever, some metal. Venosu Sobasoko, they put him inside. Volume was seeking Tachtov. And they started heating up underneath him. So they started, you know, they were going to burn him to death. So fascinating story, everybody said. I love the story. So he says, came and Tzara, once he saw, you know, his travail, his real travail, this is the end. There's no Avodah Zarah, he didn't mention. He davened every single Avodah Zarah in the world while he was burning there. Okay? Came and Shalom Iloklum, since it didn't do any good. Omar, he said, so Chorani, I remember my father used to teach me this pasuk in Shul, which is from Parshas Vayeschanan. We read on Tisha B'Av. But tzar l'cha, when there's anguish to you, mitzulcha called varim me'ele b'achas yomim, and only see before the end of days, v'shapta Hashem l'kecha, you're going to return unto a Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'shamata b'kol, you're going to listen to His voice, ki el rachum Hashem l'kecha, God is merciful, lo yat b'cha, we will not weaken His grip upon you, v'lo yishchi secha, He will not destroy you, He will not forget the covenant of your forefathers, which he took an oath to them. Let me call to God. If He calls me, answers me, good. If not, all sides are equal at this point. In other words, what do I have to lose, right? So look at this. The Malach Yeshua, they closed up the windows to Shamayim. Shalot talet filoso shal Menashe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that the tefillah of Menashe should not go up to God. So by the way, this is very, very content-laden Gemara, because you see from here the source of all the Paitonim, all the authors of tefillahs which put the Malachim into their tefillahs. You know, the briskers are very opposed to that, right? The grow is very opposed to it. But you see here the source, because the malachim have the right to close the windows. They're in charge of the pipelines to heaven. Not only that, the way it works is most fascinating, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that these tefillahs were being davened.
Right.
Yet if they don't come through the windows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't answer them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has limited himself. He doesn't act in his omnipotent way when accepting tefillah, but rather tefillah has to come through the proper channels, which is a fascinating concept, which is really means that Kodesh Baruch Hu conducts himself based on the system he set up as a result of his tzimtzum, his constriction when he set up the world. One could spend a long time actually discussing this, we just don't have the time. So what happened was, they said, "Vayu malachi yasharis arim lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu." The malachi said before Hashem, "Ribono Shalom." Adam Shabbat Avadazar, an individual worshipped idolatry. Vamit Selim Beyachon, he put an idol in the sanctuary. Atam Makabu, but Shuvah, you're going to accept him. Shuvah? Not fair. Armelens, he said, what can I do? He made him a Makabu, Shuvah. I don't accept him. Shuvah, already, Noel Sadels, Bifnei, but call Bali Shuvah. I mean, if I don't accept Shuvah, I'm going to lock the door in front of all Bali Shuvah. Masol, Akadosh Baruch Hu, what Akadosh Baruch Hu do? Remember, the tefillah's got to get through. Even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act, the tefillah's got to get through. So chasel or chasira mitachas kisei hakavod. He dug for him a tunnel. All the windows were stopped up, so he dug for him a tunnel under the kisei hakavod that the tefillah should come up through that tunnel into Shamayim. Okay, v'shamat chinos when he heard the prayer that way. Although the Chassidus Sefer Tzitzit says v'yispal elo menashe david to God v'yesar lo. But yes, our low literally means he answered his prayer, but we're going to do a play on words in a moment. Vaishmatkin so he heard his plea, Vaishiveo, and he restored him to his kingship. On Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon, Baravaya, in Arabia, Tzvachin lechatarto, they call a chatarto a tunnel, a tarto. You know, the people, Jews from Arabic lands, that can't say a ha'es, right? They say it an ayin. It sounds like an ayin. So therefore, they call a chatarta, a tunnel, a tarta, and that Atar Vayet Arlo is Yakosh Baruch Hu listening to his tefillah. So I was reminded the Gemara Tzuka. The Gemara Tzuka, I think it's in Tzuka, says that the Oil Mazeh is Doim Lehei. It's like a hay that people can drop out, but when they come back up, they can't come back up when they do tshuva through the bottom. They have to come through the side. Right, so here it's a similar idea. But Menashe, the Malach said he wants to do tshuva. This is not the way to do tshuva; just to daven. You have to, he has to come up to the side. He has to have special schlius. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to come straight back up. In other words, through the bottom of the hay, because he wanted to open a pesach for other bali tshuva. Anyway, so again, it's a fascinating concept of tefillah. The tefillah require, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're davening. Because Baruch Hu has restricted himself not to be Makabos Tefillos until they come through the proper channels, with special exception like here. Okay. Vayishvu Yerushalayim, that's what the Gra says, beginning of Yalev, Yavo, Yav, Yalev, Yavo, Yagir, Yereh, and all that. So he says there's seven statements there, because the Tefillah has to go through all seven heavens in order to get up to Shemayim. So that has to actually go through the channels. Okay. Vayishvu Yerushalayim, so they put him back to Shemayim to his kingship. By Mei Shiva, how did he get back to Yerushalayim? He was in Bavel. Shmuel Rabbeinu Shemayachas said, Beruach Yeshiva, came back by the wind. It was a nesk, by the Tamar, like it says, Mashiva Ruach, the Ruach returns things. Okay, Mashiva Ruach, he was learning returns. Vayedim Menashe Ki Hashem Elokim. Menashe knew that God is Lord. But so Shah, at that time, Omar Menashe, Menashe said, Yisdin Yisdayon, there is a judge and there is judgment. Okay, that's the Yad Menashe. Let's go on to Bilam. Now, this actually is Gemara, well-known Gemara, Medrash, but yeah, it's much more expansive than we find in the Bavli.
You never answered the original question.
Of what?
Is it that Menashe did wrong?
Right, David says explicitly what he did wrong. But no, but I think the answer is that he killed Yeshaya. I think that that's the implication. Now we know Chazal say Yim Yehorek B'Mikdash Hashem Kohen V'Novi is a big thing. Killing the Vim is a big thing. So it sounds like killing Yishai was his special thing. Okay, Bilam. What was Bilam's special thing? Chimas of Bilam Arasha. Hayadeshinos and Eitzel Balak Ben Tzipor Lapilos Yisro Becheret. He gave counsel to Balak Ben Tzipor how to kill the Jews by sword. Amar Lo, so he said to Balak, Eloka shel Uma Zeh, the God of this nation, who Sone says Nus, he detests licentiousness. El Amidu Ben Osechem Ziba, put your daughters in a situation of licentiousness. Vatem Shalti Ben Mi Obu to overcome the Jews. Amar Lo, so Balak said back to Bilam, how can I do this? Mishmali. Tap on the base of Ma'av. Are the people of Moab going to listen to me to put their daughters in a compromising situation? Amalei Sabilim said, yeah. Akim benasach should be kadamoi. Put your daughters first. Yinun chamion, and they'll see that you're sacrificing your daughters. V'shamilach, and they'll listen to what you have to say. Adol v'lisiv said, which it says that Bilbalak was Rosh Umos Beisav Midyanhu. He was head of nations. Of the head of household in Midian, meaning that he was the exemplar to everybody else. Masu, what did they do? Bunalem knakalin. They made for them like this kinds of tents. Mi beis haishimon at har shelet, from beis haishimon, which is in the Jordan Valley, Jordan River area, to har shelet, obviously up to the Golan. Voshivusham, the mountains of snow. Voshivusham nashim, and they put on them women, mocheres mineki sanin, selling all sorts of pastry. Pastry is a dangerous thing. Shiva says kenemechus, they put an old woman on the outside, she was selling the pastry. There's another evening and young women, the enticing ones, on the inside the tents. For Israel, echem v'shayis, the Jews would eat and drink. For echem v'yetzi the tayel l'shuk. And then, so they ate and drank, just the pastry, so stand in the cafes and eat. They hadn't yet seen the beautiful girls. Okay? Then he would take a walk. When he wanted to buy an object from a store, and the storekeeper was the old lady. He says, this old lady would sell him the item at market price. But narrow merits low, then the girl would call him in and say, "Well, I'll sell you for less." But came by Yom Rishon, came by Yom Hashem, it was a process. This happened on the first day, came by Yom Hashem, the second day, came by Yom Shishon, the third day. Voice on Marislo, and she, then, he would say to him, I guess the younger girl would say to the Jewish guy, now you're like a Ben Bais, come in and see the rest of the store. Okay? So it's a gradual erosion process. Once he came in, there was a jug full of wine, from Ammonite wine, shukoshe, which is strong, and seduces a body to licentiousness. But earlier, its smell was fragrant. Wasn't yet a prohibition on drinking non-Jewish wine. So she would say to him, would you like to drink a cup of wine? He would say yes, it wasn't yet osir. You know, so she would give him bushoise and he would drink. Became shoise, once he would drink, the wine would burn him, it should be kareso, like the poison shalchachin of a serpent. And he would say to her, Yishami li, have relations with me. She would say to him, it's on chashash maloch. Oh, you want me to have relations with you? He would say yes. She would take out the form of Peor that was there of Avodah Zarah from her bosom. By so Meris, when she would say to bow down to the Spani, so I'll have relations with you. So he was still Jewish. He would say, you want me to worship Avodah Zarah? You don't have to bow down to him. All you have to do is, in colloquial, you should say, moon the Avodah Zarah. All you have to do is reveal yourself to the Avodah Zarah, right? And that's going to say somebody who's poor himself, reveal himself to Baal Por, Zuyeva Doso. That's its Avoida. Bazork El Markuli Zuyeva Doso, throwing a stone at Avodah Zarah called Merkulis, that's its Avoida. Vaya Lo Sham Tirtu, by the way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the Yush Bavli puts it very succinctly. It says, Lo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah El Kadela Hatu Lohen Arayats Befarhesia. Jews, they don't believe in Avodah Zarah. The only reason they worship Avodah Zarah, it's because they want to get to the girls. So yeah, you want to get to the girls, you got to worship Avodah Zarah. Okay? Now, V'raya Shom Tzartzur, so he would do that. And he really didn't realize Avodah Zarah because he didn't know that law, that it's Jew. He didn't know that the poor, this is its Avodah. So he would do that. But that actually wasn't finished with it. V'raya Shom Tzartzur Moli Ayim Yayin Amoni, again with the wine. Okay? She didn't go immediately to bed with him. There was the game with the wine. There was a jug of wine, yain amonishu kasho shum mefatis aguf, the wine which is strong, which seduces the body, loses to be licentious. Or a chum of fafe, and its fragrance would smell, would waft out. Vadain lo nesa yain nesachal Yisrael. And the wine was not yet forbidden. But so Marisol, she would say to him, it's on Kalishto's cooked wine, would you like to drink another cup of wine? For Mahina, she would say, yes. Vino seneslo, and she would give him vushoisa, and he would drink. Came to her choice. So once he would drink. Oh yeah, yain borbo karish shachno, burn him again like the points of snake. Vua merlon, he would say to her again. He shamily have relations with me. Voice omer slow. She would say now. He knows emi toras Moshe. Take an oath that you are no longer connected to Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Finding the Shema Asloch, and then I will have relations with you. Although, see what that would say? Hema, but that's how it says, Hema Bo Pao Pa'or. There they came to Pao Pa'or. That was the first thing they do. Vaino Zula Boshes. And they took a vows to their degradation. Vayu Shikutzim. They became Shkotzim, Bahavo, and their loves. I mean they became repugnant to the Father in heaven. Rabbi Lezer ma masmer hazeh if shar lo lifrosh me adels below eight, just like a nail, even if you move it from the door, it makes a mark in the wood. Kach eif sharli frosh min ha-po'or, so too you cannot separate from the poor, below the fashos, without it killing people. I mean, it's a very dangerous avodah zara. How? What?
It sounds like a drug influence.
Like drug influence?
Yeah. Well, there's supposedly crack cocaine has this effect on people that you take it once and you are hooked.
So this yain amoni, you want to say, is like crack cocaine. Okay, could be. Okay. Anyway, it certainly had a very strong influence. Maisa b'sukosa, me'ula, is a maisa from, with a fellow named Sufto, actually, from the city of Ula. She was a Jew. She's chamor l'goyachas. He hired out his donkey to a certain shiksa, to go to bow down to poor. So he went with it. He was the donkey driver. Came Shkilu Beis Shapur. Once they got to the house of Avodah Zarah poor, Armelo, she said to him, "I'm tenly can't wait for me here. I should come to Shtachav the poor until I go wait and bow down to poor, and I'll come out." Came she also when she came out, Armelo, he said to her, "I'm tenly can't. Just wait for me." You know, he's the taxi driver. He said, "Wait for me, Achi Kone, so I can go in. That's a kamosha seats. I'll do like you did." Now she was a shiksa, but he was Jewish. But of course, when Jews turn to Avodah Zarah, you know, when Jews become Buddhists, they become worse than the real Buddhists, right? So Ma, so what he do? Nichnas for Osa Esrochov. He went in, defecated with kinech atzmo, and he wiped himself with chotam shapor on the poor's nose. For Yaakov and Kalsin, for everybody was so pray. All that poor priest, they were so impressed with him. They praised him to high poor. For him, they said, "Oh, such a tremendous machmir." Well, also Adam Kazeh, Kishem Shosozeh. There's nobody ever who did such a gavaldika avoida like this Jew did for this avoida czar. Okay, Maisa Menachem, Ish Gufta. On the other hand, not on the other hand yet. There's a ma'aseh Menachem from Gufta Ari from Megalgal B'Chavios. He was rolling around in the barrels, in his wine cellar. Uvoylav Sa'oro Shapar Belayla, and the demon or mala, negative malach associated with poor came to him at night. Ma'a saw what he do, not as a shpud. He took his skewer, vomit of love, and threatened this demon, Baruch Men, and fled. By Lord Belayla, she came the second night. Ramalos said, "Menachem, ata makaluleni. Why do you curse me all the time?" I guess this Menachem always is cursed out by the Zohar poor. That's what Pnei Moshe says. Nisyore mimenu. So Menachem got afraid of this Avodah Zarah. Barama said, "Oh, to any Mekalach, I'm not going to curse you anymore." It's a very strange story. I guess it means that, you know, don't take any chance of Avodah Zarah. Don't even take the chances of cursing the Avodah Zarah. Because the Avodah Zarah does... What? 2 more minutes. It's 9:45. Because Avodah Zarah has very strong powers, and it's going to can have influence upon you. Now, what was the end of poor? So, Ma'aseh b'Shilton Echol is Ma'aseh of a certain governor, Shabam, not a Jew. Shabam Diasem came from Chutzlaret, Lishtava supported to bow down to poor. Amalans, they said, "Havili parechot, bring me one cow, but one bull, Ailecho, one ram, Keves Echot, one sheep, Lishtava supported to bow down to poor." Amalel, they said, "Ein tazokucho leilu." That's not how we worship poor. Ein at elokim gadzchol. You only reveal yourself to Avodah Zarah, to this Avodah Zarah. So obviously, this governor got upset at this degrading Avodah Zarah. Ma saw what he do. Gir behena gusani gorin. He took the kikolon and gir says golirin. He took his soldiers or his officers. And vayu makinosam upom ifatim esmochosam. They started beating the poor priest and smashing their brains out begizin with beams. Vomer lohen, he said to him, "Oy lachem ulatoschem, woe to you and to your mistake." So I guess this is the end of Avodah Zarah poor. Now we go back, we flash back to the Midbar. Ksiv it says, "Vayichar af Hashem b'Yisrael." Hashem got angry at the Jews. Hashem said to Moshe, "Kachas kol roshayom, take all the heads of the nation, vokau some, and hang them. La Hashem, string them up. Negat Hashem is opposite the sun. Amar lo, so he said, Hashem said to Moshe, Hoshevitz Hoshem da yonim aleim, take the heads and make them judges. And they should kill the sinners. Neged Hashem, opposite the sun. Don't see inside which it says. Vayomer Moshe shofte Yisrael. Moshe said to the judges of Israel. Each person should kill his people, and it's more than about poor, those who are clinging to poor. I'm sure if they saw how much of the judges of Israel, 70,000 and 8,600. There were 600. Sorry, males. The officers over 100. Shesh Salavim was 6,000. Sorry, Chamishim. The officers over 50s. Shnei Masorel for 12,000. Sorry, Asoros. The officers of tens were 60. Shishim over 60,000. Neem to Shav Tesos. Altogether, the judges of. With Sheva Rebo, 78,000, Vishesh Mios is 600.
700,000,
708,000. Mm.
The Rebo, isn't that.
10,000. 7 times 10,000. Am I making a mistake?
Somewhere.
No. Am I making a mistake? That doesn't sound right. This would be 7,000, right? What should be? No, how many Sariasoros were there? No, there were 60,000 Sariasoros. No, it's correct. There were 60,000 Sariasoros because there were 600,000 people. So 60,000 Sariasoros, 12,000 Sarichamishim, that's 72,000 plus the rest. So it's 78,000. So each one, Amon says, Kochan Michal Yikto Trey, each one of you should kill two. Nimtzu harugin, then they be killed. Chameshes rei ribo b'shivas alofim masayim, 157,860, which is an astronomical sum of people. I guess that would be all the people who clung to Baal Peor, but they didn't kill that many. Right, so in any event, because obviously the whole episode with Zimri and Cosby took place. The guy Zimri ben Saul who came by a crave of Chavis and Minisli Nemoshe, he took to towards his brothers, took in front of his brothers. He came to brought towards his brothers as a Midianist, the Midianite woman laying in Moshe before the eyes of Moshe. Mao laying in Moshe was mean to the eyes of Moshe. Keinish the Ma, like a person says, Ha go Enoch Moshe. This will be sticking in your eye, Moses. In other words, he was making a mockery of Moshe. Armalons, he said, In Tziporach Midian is, if your wife Tziporah is from Midian, Ve'entla fes dukos, and her hooves are not split, meaning, you know, if she's not, doesn't she have signs of kashus? Zutmeh v'zutmeh, Torah v'tmeh, if she's Torah and this one's Tomei, she knows it's accusing Moshe of hypocrisy. V'omar Yosha mo Pinchos, Pinchos, the Omar said, Ein karad m'sher agen v'yareg al yodov, is there nobody here who's willing to kill to kill Zimri, even though he's going to take the chance to be killed himself. Now, this seems to argue this sugya on the sugya previously. The sugya previously, it seemed that Pinchas was criticized for doing it. At the end of the previous parak, here it seems that Pinchas is being praised. He said, Echen en Arayos, it should be Arayos with an aleph. Where are the lions? Guraye Yehuda, Don Guraye, Binyamin, Sevitrov, where are the mighty ones of Israel? Nobody's doing anything. So Pinchas is going to do something. We'll come back to it. Getting back to Gemara, we are Pinchas. Pinchas went to kill the Moabites, the Midianites. It's Cosby and Zimri. In the left-hand margin, you have about two-thirds of the way down the page, you have three lines of references, yes, in Rashi print. Gracious Memtes. So opposite the last line of that, the first line, okay? Actually, the last two words of the line, which is opposite there. Came a truah pinchas sheino the misrael also kluman pinchas saw no Jews doing anything. Also miyad omar pinchas mitoch sanhedrin shlo pinchas stood out of his sanhedrin. Obviously pinchas had a sanhedrin, which is a big chiddush. Belagas roemach biyado, and he took his spear in his hand. Venosin sabarzel tachas piskiy shlo, and he put the metal tip under his belt. Hislam istamichal et shlo, and he started walking on its staff, pretending that it was a cane. So I guess he separated the metal from the staff.
It's also in the Bavli.
What? It's in the Bavli?
Yeah.
Achigil Pisco, until he reached the opening of Cosby. Not Cosby, of Zimri. Came Achigil Pisco, once he got to the opening of Pisco, the opening of Zimri's tent, Amar Lo, so the Shimonites who were standing outside, they said to him, Me'ayin ulayin, Pinchas, where are you coming and where are you going, Pinchas? So Amar Lo said, Ein atem moedim li shishivto shulevi etzel shivto shushim b'chom b'chom? Don't you concede to me that the Shevet of Levi is always next to the Shevet of Shimon? In other words, I'm your neighbor, I'm coming to visit you and be involved with say that you're involved in. So they said, Amar Lo, they said, Hanichu, let him in. Shemitiu Purushim is a dover, maybe the Pharisees, it's kind of an anachronism, right? The Pharisees have allowed having relations with the Midianites. Kevich Nichlas, once he came in, what?
The Bavli's take on it is just that they figured he was there, and they said, you can go into this tent or something.
Okay. So came Jesus once he got in, Oslo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ashisham Nisim, Hashem made him six miracles. Hanes Arisha, the first miracle is darkly froze Zemizeh, that when somebody enters and people in the middle of having relations, so they would jump apart. But the Malach caused Cosby and Zimri to cling together. Hanes Arisha, the second one is, Kivinis Aromach Keneged Hageva Shalom, he was able to pierce his spear directly opposite her genitals. Kadesh Tena Zachruso Nirets Bitok Kevashla, in order that his genitals should be seen within her genitals. Mivnei no Kronim, because of people who would who would be complainers or skeptics or scoffers. Shloyomi, they shouldn't say af who. The bank safe of, I think, is superfluous. It comes really from the next line. That he came in to do his needs, meaning that he also was involved in licentious behavior. This is to demonstrate that it was really these people. And the third one is, the third miracle is, the Malach closed Cosby and Zimri's mouth. They weren't able to cry for help. And they see the fourth miracle is, they didn't fall off the spear. On the Makom, they're frozen in place. And it's Chemish, the fifth one is Ikbil Amal, so Shakub, the Malach lifted up the threshold. Kadesh Yoitzu Shneim makes safer that he should carry both out between his shoulders. And it's Ashishi, the sixth one was Kemish Yotza Veroes HaNegev. Once he came out and saw the plague smiting the Jewish nation, Shumachaba Ba'am, so what he do, he cast them down. Vamad, he stood and he spalled and he davened. Although the Chassidus Sanhedrin says, Vayamot Pinchas Vayfalel Pinchas stood and davened the Yotzer Margifa, and the plague ceased. Shabbat Yisrael Linkom Nikmas Midian, when Am Yisrael came later on to take revenge from Midian, Motushan Bilam Ben Bor, they found Bilam by the Midianites. Chima Ba'al Aso, so what was he doing there? Bali told Scharasim Arbel Shemesim Yisrael came to take reward for the 24,000 Jews who died in the plague. Ide Ayodo threw him Beshitim and Shitim. Armle Pinchas, so Pinchas who came with the army said, Lo de Brabiryach of Adata, you didn't do that which your Creator commanded you, below the Bullock of Adata, nor did you do what Bullock asked of you. Lo de Bariach of Adata, you didn't do with that which your Creator demanded of you, the Marlachai said to you, Lo te Zolim Shluchei Bullock, don't go with Balak's emissaries, buzz out and you went. For lo, the Balak of Adatah, he didn't do what Balak demanded of you. Darmalach, Ezel lied to Yisrael, he told you to go curse the Jews. A Berach Dinun, and you gave them a bracha. So too, I will not deny you your reward. Although, see, that's what it says, Ves Bilam ben Benubban Baor, Hakosem, Bilam ben Bor, the sorcerer, Hargu b'nei Yisrael, Chalem b'nei Yisrael, killed on their casualties. Mal chaloli was mean on the casualties. She had tzav k'neged kol chaloleh. Bilam flew in the air miraculously. But Pinchas Marlos, the tzitz, Pinchas showed him the tzitz. Alright, so sorry. He was equivalent of all the other casualties. What? Oh, we diving right, yeah. Sorry. Machalem Shem Ben Mamish, just like the casualties had no substance to them, Afuim Ben Mamish, so too, he had no true substance to it because he was so evil. He floated opposite all the casualties, meaning that he was floating in the airs. But Pinchas Marlos had tzitz, so Pinchas showed him the tzitz, which on which Kohen Gadol's forehead plate, who shook heavy earth, and he sunk, and then they killed him. On the couches, the game his entire reward, looking pulled, did not deny him, meaning they smote him down. Okay, that was Bilam. Let's talk about Doeg now. Doeg, Adam Godem Dorahayu. Doeg lost a portion of the world to come to. He was a great man in Torah. Bo Yisrael, the Jews came to Shaul as David asked David. Now the Jews here means actually the Kohanim who lived in the city of Nov. Okay? They came and asked David, Lechem Aponim Moshit Chis HaShabbos. Lechem Aponim, can we bake it on Shabbos? Armalem, so he said no. See, Durodo Chis HaShabbos, you arrange it on Shabbos. V'lo Lisha, so you do not knead the dough. V'lo Yichosa, nor braid the challah, or whatever you do. Durodo Shabbos doesn't push up Shabbos. V'yoshem Doeg. Doeg was there. V'armer said, Mi Zeh, Mi Hu Zeh. Shabbal Aros Lefanai. Who is this person coming to pass in front of me? I'm the head of the Sanhedrin. What right does David have to pass in front of me? Me. Armelot, and they said, David ben Ishai, who was David, son of Ishai. Miyad Allah Mili went for Nasan Eitzah Lashon Melech Yisrael and gave Saul, the king of Israel, Eitzah, a council. I'm sorry, Eitzah. Yeah, Nasan Eitzah Lashon Melech Yisrael, Kilami says, Nov, air crime to smite down Nov, the city of the priests. Although, see, that's not what it says. The king said to the runners who were standing over him, Sobu, turn around, Vamisus Kwane Hashem, and smite down the priests of God. Because their hand was also with David, and that they asked him the Shiloh, not Doeg. Vagoyim, etc. Ad, turn the page to Numbez, Abez, Ad, Velogos, as not me, are you. It says they didn't tell Shaul, I guess, who these runners were. Amar Rav Shaul bar Barav Yitzchok, he says, we know they were Avner Vamasa Hayu. They were Avner Vamasa, other generals of Shaul. Amar Lo, so they refused to do it. Avner Vamasa said to Shaul, Klum Islach Alina and Elohadein Elun Zundura, what do you have upon us? Only this type of weaponry and honorifics which you gave us to be your runners? Here they are returned to you. We don't want to do your dirty work. And so it says, Lo Abu Abdei Melech, the servants of the king were not willing to cast their hands against the priests of God. So the king said to Doeg, Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said, L'doyeg, see, but doesn't say with the Alva, says with 2 yud. Om Rabbi Yehuda, so he said, Nitpasto kidag, you are caught like a fish in the net, meaning it's your job now. Ato avadato rabba, you did this great work of demanding their death, or another interpretation, you are my greatest servant. So Vato, you turn around and smite the priests of God. So it says, Vaisave Dagadami, he turned around and he smote down the priests. Says the
play on the word is Dayar, which is a
fisherman. I guess so, it's like fishermen, you're right. You're like the fishermen, you caught them in your net, maybe that's the shot. Could be. Okay. It says, now the pasuk says, all the Kohanim and Nov were wearing aprons. So the Gemara's question is, aprons only worn by the Kohanim Gadolim. It was the ephod, right? So how could they all be Kohanim Gadolim? We can't even have two. Elam Lamer teaches us, Kulim Ru'im Lo'os Kohanim Gadolim. They're all suitable to be Kohanim Gadolim. They're all very great people. Ketan Yisrachi. How was it fulfilled that he was distanced from in this world even, not just Nolam Abba? Rabbi Shimon Levi Adam Achlokas Chayim once said, Eish Yotze Beis Kodesh Kodashim. A fire came out of the Kodesh Kodashim. It was a little bit difficult because there was the Kodesh Kodashim at the time because they're in the Mishkan, and it's not even clear that there was a Mishkan at the time because it was destroyed. So I don't know what it would mean, Rebbeis Kotcher Kadoshim. Veliyat Tosif Osef, and it burnt around him. The Charon Amar, another said, the Talmidim Vasikim Nisdav Gulo, the elder students came to Doyek, because he was the great Gadol Ador, Vayilumeidim, and they were learning Vushokach, but he was forgetting. The Kayim Ashnemar, to fulfill that which it says, Chel Bala, he swallowed strong things. Vayakianim Mibit, no, but they regurgitated out of his stomach, Yerushenu Gel Kel, God eradicated him. So he was, even in his lifetime, he forgot his learning because he was such an evil person. Okay? Next person we saw in my book, Achi Teufel. Achi Teufel also Adam Gibor B'Torah. He was a great man in Torah. Ksiv it says, Vayesef O David Ko Bochor B'Yisrael. David gathered all the young men, the choice young men in Yisrael, Shloshim out there 30,000. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana says, no, it was really Tishmos, 90,000, Skenim, Mina David B'Yomo. There are 90,000 elders, meaning leaders, which David appointed that day. The low mean as Achitayv only money didn't count Achitayv, which is why Achitayv got upset with him. Although see the which it says, how do you know it's 90,000? It says 30,000. It says by Yosef, David's kol b'chor b'yisrael shloshim elef. The pasuk said David added all 30,000. By Yosef is klosin, old klosin, because by Yosef means add on another 30,000. Old means another 30,000. Upshute the cross, the still meaning of the apostle is plus his 30,000. Haretish and 90,000 altogether. Okay, so Achitevah got upset because of that. Now, what did he do? So, two stories here. One is in the Bavli, one is not. The first one's not. I read, Moshe Bishav, Shabbat, David, Lassay, Saron, Bris Hashem. When David came to bear the Oron up from Beit Shemesh, wherever it was, to Yerushalayim, Lonaso Katoire didn't do it properly. First, he did it. The first time, Rabbi Akiveu, they put it on a new wagon. And then what happened was that Uzzah had sent out his hand to steady it, and he was killed. Then David left it 18 months of Kiryat Yorim. The second time, he also did it wrong. The second time, the Aron was born by people, by Kohanim. Why is that wrong? Because who actually should bear the Aron?
The
Levim, right. So the Aron was staying to Kohanim and Nailuruma, so the Kohanim up to the heavens, the Torah cast him down the ground. Tonka Nailuruma took the heavens, the Torah and Aron cast him on the ground. So David said, Achitofel, and they said, Leitz at Armali Marla Dein Arona, can't you tell me what's with this Aron? Tonka Nailuruma takes Kohanim up to the heavens, Torah and Aron pushed them to the ground. 90,000 Chachomi you appointed. Don't ask me. He left me out of the count, right? So he was being nasty. So David lost patience. So David said, "Mandi other than mikmasa. Anybody knows how to sustain this matter? But Lomakima does not sustain it. Yeseifa mischancha, may he be suffocated to death." So Achitovel felt compelled by the curse to reveal an answer. Armor said, "Tavach komoi, sacrifice in front of the Aron Bukoyim, and the Aron will be steadied." Adol says, "Tavach it says, by he can saw do noise Aron Hashem. She should saw him once they walk 6 steps." By his mouth, shore, and every 6 steps, David sacrificed an ox and a lamb. He's in an argument. One said, "Akotzi itzir on each every step." It was shore marie. It was an ox and a lamb. Ubisof at the end of 6 steps, shiva parim shivalim was 7 and 7. Chronama the other said, "Akotzi ido on each and every one." Shiva parim shivalim was 7 bulls and 7 rams. But so at the end of the six steps was an additional ox, shoremri, an ox, and a lamb. Anyway, be that as it may, it was although it worked, that was the wrong thing to say. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Achitofel, "Mila de meni kayor mi mikdishta b'chol yom." That which the kids say in school every day, Lo Amartelei didn't say to him. He gave him this hate about the korbanos. He didn't tell him the truth. The truth is of Nekah Kaslonason. Says in Pasuk, the children of us were not given any work in the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't given any wagons, to carry the stuff from the Mishkan. It's the only workers upon them. But because if you so, they're supposed to bear the Aron. The door marked delay. In other words, you should have just told them to give it to the Levim. Instead, you told them this thing about the Karbanos. You obviously misguided him. Even though it worked for David, but that was misguiding. Also, you find when David came to dig the foundation of Beis Hamikdash, he dug down 15,000 amos. He he couldn't find the depths. It's not clear where he had to find the depths. Perhaps he had to make the sheet in through which they poured the libation and the wine, go all the way down to the depths. Anyway, Besov Ashka Charotitz eventually found what pot shard. Rabbi Miriam Isay went to pick it up. Armalei, so he said, the pot shard said to David, Leis Ad Yachri, you can't pick me up. Armalei Lomas, he said, why not? Armalei said, to No Hacha Kavi Shaltaim, I'm sitting here on the depths. And if you pick me up, so the water is going to gush out and try and engulf humanity. Armalei, so David said to him, Eimas Ad Hacha, since when are you here? Armalei, so he said to him, Shaita the Ashmar, Achmara Kale Besinai. From the time Hashem sent him Mount Sinai, he caused his voice to be heard, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. From the time he said that, Ruadas Adara, the land trembled, Ushkias, and sank. Vani Yoiv Hocha Kovishal Toim, and I'm sitting here a straddle atop the Toim. Afogav Kain, nevertheless, Lo Shama Lei, David didn't listen to this Bachar. Came in the Rahame, once he picked it up, Solik Toiva, the wellsprings of the deep started welling up, Oba Mitzvahama wanted to flood the world. Achitofel standing there. Omar said, Kidei David Mitzchanek, now David will be drowned. For no Moloch, and I'll be king. So Omar David said quickly, anybody who knows how to sustain the matter, to rectify the matter, if Lo Mekimle doesn't rectify the matter, Yesofel Mitzchanek eventually gets so suffocated. So Achitofel felt compelled again by the curse to reveal the secret. Omar Madamar. So Achitofel said whatever he said, and he caused it to stop. It says in the Bavli that they wrote a shame on a piece of cheres, the name of God, and a piece of parchment, and they threw it down, and that's what stopped the waters from coming out. Anyway, peace as it may, Omar David, he saw David Amar Shira. David said to the Shira Malos, the 15 Shira Malos, Shir Lamea Olos, he would said 15 of them for each 100 Amos. In order that the water should rise up towards the surface by 15,000 amos, so they should be close to the surface and people need water. Okay? But not beyond that. Even though Achitofel answered both of his questions, at the end he strangled himself to death. He committed suicide. Rabbi Yisrael said, although the Masl Amra, that's what the Mashal says, the parable says, Tzarech Banash Chashash, a person must be afraid, Alutye the Rabba, on the curse of a great man, Afilo Morgan, even for naught, even if it comes for free, it may well cause that the problems. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Megillah Shemasa Shmuel LeDavid, the blueprint which Shmuel gave to David, which is the blueprint of the Beis HaMikdash, Amra Achitofel knew it because he had divine presence. Umava Achitofel Avad. What Achitofel do? Garava Barnash Oza Mamluk Bey, when a person used to ask him a question, Bimila, about a certain thing, have Amalais, he said, Esel Avi Kain Valchain. Go do this and ask me. In Lays and Mamel, if you don't believe me, Mazel Vashal Burn to him, go ask the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. And the person will go, the friend says, is Dafka king, because only kings can ask of the Urim Vetumim. But they will go and ask the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, and lo and behold, that's what the answer they would get. Mashka Dodo says, Achitofel counsel of Achitofel, Shayot, Bayom, which he counseled during that day. It was Kasher Yishal Vagomer. It's like a person asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now it says, Kasher Yishal Ish Bedvar Lukim. Like a man asks a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the word Ish in that pasuk is not written, it's only read when you read the Navi. Ish kriv lo ksiv. Why lo yochul aksuvim likroso Ish? The pasuk you could have called Achitofel, as brilliant as he was in Ish, because of his nefarious deeds vis-a-vis David. Okay? Ketzen Yisrachik. What happened in the end, in this world, Achitofel's end? So Achitofel saw that Avshalom, he told Avshalom a certain way to wage war against David, and Avshalom didn't listen to him. So when he saw that, he knew Avshalom's rebellion would fail. So what he did is he went home and committed suicide. He didn't want to be taken by David, because if he was taken by David, then his father would go to the king. This way his heirs would get his property. Okay. So he saw his counsel was not followed. He sat on his donkey and rode home. Shoshet Vayim Tziv Achitofel's Barnavi commanded his children three things before he committed suicide. Almost they said, Al Timredu B'Malchus Beis David. Doribel gets the kingdom of kingship of the house of David. The Ashbichon, the Kutchabichon, Nasiv Lanapin. We see that Hashem shines his countenance towards them. I feel impressed, even when they commit public sins, like David and Bathsheba. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on their side. Valtisu v'titnu, do not do business, it should be Ella. With anybody other than a person who's right now successful. In other words, five people are currently successful, do business with them. You can hit yourself to those rising stars. And be my so at Seres Barua, if Shavuos is clear, Zorachitim Yafos, then plant wheat, that's good. Bloed, we don't know, in Barua means clear, but Tau, clear when it would do, in Barua Shrav, or clear means with a Chamsin. No, heat wave. Okay, next. Kechazi. Kechazi was Elisha's chief student and Shamish. Kechazi, Otam Kibor B'Torah, he was a mighty person in Torah. Elisha Yibor Shloshet Varim, he had three problems. Ayin Tzara, he had a narrow eye, right? He was miserly, or driven by money. Uparitz Be'Arvan, he was lustful. V'loyem Hedev B'Tchias HaMesim. And he didn't concede Chayas HaMesim. Besides that, he was a God of Torah. But those three things were problems. Okay? Ayin Tzara, what was that? B'shosha Yelisha Yossi B'tanuya, when Yelisha used to sit learning. Have a Gechazi Yossi Le'atar, Gechazi would sit on the gate on the outside. The Talmidai and potential students Yechamile would see him sitting on the outside. And I mean, they would say, Gechazi Lo'al, Gechazi's not going to the Beis Medrash. Von Ralu, we should go in the Beis Medrash. Obviously, there's nothing important going on in there. And Elisha would say over the Mishnayos, nobody would derive any benefit because they wouldn't go in. Once Gehazi was kicked out of his position, Maksita was to say, the students of the prophet said to Elisha, behold, the place they're sitting before you, is too small. Because now they all need to go in. Couldn't contain the population of students of Taman which were there. Upart Berva is also licentious, having no chicken shunamis or merits Leisha, the shunamis who fed to her husband. And know the holy man of God is constantly passes by us. Rabbi Yonah said, Hu Kadosh, he's holy. But his student is not holy, and that's Gehazi. Rabbi Avin said, how did she know that Elisha was holy? Elisha never looked at her. Rabbanan Kesarami, the rabbis at Sarah Kesarami said, she never saw a drop of semen on his clothing, meaning on his bed clothes. Amsid Rabbi Shmuel or Yitzchak, this maitzer Shmuel Yitzchak said, she said, Ana tapenun gemalav ana vina mishasko manoy de moray min yomoy. I always was the laundress to wash my master's garments. The lo chazim chamis mila bisha b'mayim moray. I also never saw any semen on my master's garments. Okay, so he was also a very pious man. Again, back to Yechazi. Ksivit says, "Vaygash Yechazi ladfa." Yechazi came to push the shunamis away when she came to plead with Elisha. Ma'ul hadfa, what does it mean to push her away? Rabbi Yisrael Chinah Shenosan Yoda Behod Shabiyofya. He put his hand on the glory of her beauty, bend out there. He pushed her between her breasts, obviously, because he wanted to have Hanoah from physical contact with her. Veloya Manu Tchias HaMesim, he also had a problem with Tchias HaMesim. Now, there's not Tchias HaMesim of the eventual future. Tchias HaMesim of this world. At Moitzeh B'Shoah Shabu Elisha L'Achias HaBnom, when Elisha came to resurrect the son, Shal Shunamis, of the Shunammite women. Amar lo, so first he told Gehazi, Kach Mishan Tivi Yodecha, take my staff in your hand, Velech, and go. Kitim Tzayish, if you find anybody on the way, Lot Vachenu, don't give him a bracha. Kivrecha Isha, first gives you bracha, Lotana, don't respond to him. Fulava, Gehazi didn't do it. Elkat Poga Barnash Bey, when a person met him on his way, Amar lo, people would say to him, Me'ayin l'ayin Gehazi, for where are you going, and to where are you going, Gehazi? The Vu Amarle, and he would say back then, on Ezim Mechayim Esim. I'm going to be Mechayim Esim. But he said it like with a snicker. He said, I'm going to be Mechayim Esim. You know, like, yeah, right. Amarle, so the guy would say back to him, he said, of course you're not going to be Mechayim Esim. Amarle, Ezim Mechayim Esim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The only Mechayim Esim, only Hashem, the Sibbe Hashem, Mechayim Esim, Mechayim, Morich, all the old God. kills and resurrects, puts down the grave and brings up again. Now the truth is, so he wasn't kofer tchias amesim dov lasid lovel, but it was kofer in the capacity of Elisha to be mechaya amesim, which is equivalent as far as this gemara is concerned. Okay. Also label of a klum, so he went there, he couldn't, he wasn't able to do anything because he didn't follow Elisha's directions. Chazal gabei, he came back to Elisha, told him it didn't work. Amalei Elisha said, Ana yada, I know that you're a big jerk. He was only sleeping. You wouldn't be able to wake him up because you didn't follow my directions. Okay, that was the second thing of Yechazi. The third thing of Yechazi is that, which is finally what happened to him, is that Motse, you find B'shosh Shabon Amon Sarts for Melech Aram Eitz Elisha, when Amon, the general of Aram, came to Elisha to be cured from his leprosy. Boy, he came with his horse and his chariot. It says it's red, but the way it's written is with an extra yud, besusot, meaning he came with loads and loads of horses with all sorts of things to reward Elisha. And he was willing to go back on only his own horse and leave everything else by Elisha, but Elisha refused to take stuff because he wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem, right? He wanted to give Elisha gold, his kasaf and silver, his talvon, whatever those are, some sort of fancy thing. Luvushin and garments of name to Gorgos and precious pearls and stones below Kibla Lake. Elisha wouldn't accept. Hadad, the same sandwich, it says, Vayim Tarbala Kachas. He pleaded with him to take Vayimain and get Elisha refused. Asagi Chazi came, Vayimain, he said, Chai Hashem Kim Ratzi Acharov. So Gechazi said to himself, you know, what does it matter? Let me go and take some stuff. By God's life, I'll run after him. Lokachti meito muma, I'll take from him something. Muuma is the way we read it, but the way it's written is muma, see, without the aleph, which means a blemish, right? Because he took from Naaman, he got the tzaras of Naaman. Azal amatabe, he came and met up with Naaman, nosa madnos, he took whatever he took, and hid him in his house. Asagabe, Elisha came back to Elisha, Amalei, and Elisha said, may I no lying gechazi. From where you're coming to where you're going, Gechazi. And the way it's written there is Me'ayin Gechazi without the Yuds. It's written Chaser. And we dash in Me'ata Matat Tzchor Shal Tzidin, you Tzadikim, you repudiated the reward of Tzadikim, instead took your reward in this world. Amar Lo, so Gechazi lied. He says, I never did it, we go here nor there. Vayomer, the Elisha said, Loli Biholach, you don't think my heart went with you? You don't think I know? Kasher Hafachish. When the guy turned from his chariot towards you, this time take silver and gold, etc. The time to take precious stones and pearls. The vira therefore, the leprosy of Naaman will cling to you. Even it says in after we read a couple of weeks ago, there are four men who were Mitzorim opposite open, at the opening of the gate of the city. Who were they? Rabbi Hashem Rav said, Gechazi, Ushloshes Banavai, it was Gechazi and his three kids. Ksiv, it says, nevertheless, it says, after Zrayevo, Elisha Damesser. Elisha went to Damascus. Uben Adad Melech Aram Choham, Ben Adad, the king of Aram, was sick with Goyim, etc. Mazal boy, Mevat, what do you go to do over there? Azabal Makarva Gechazi wanted to bring Gechazi to do tshuva. But Ashkechei Muchot. But he found he was a mitzmuchlat, meaning that it was a mitzorah muchlat, symbolically he couldn't do anything for him anymore. Mikan, for the fact that Elisha was going to try and bring him back, Shadonim is all, even though you push somebody away with your left hand, Makarvi be meaning bring him back with your right hand. Rabbi Yochanan said, of sources, Bachutz lo yalin ger, a foreigner should not repose on the outside. I'm going to open my doors to guests. You push people away with the left, and Makari means you bring them closer with the right hand. Not like Elisha did. Initially, he made a mistake. He pushed Gechazi aside with two hands. And as a result, it says, Elisha died. It says, Elisha, cholo escholio. It says it twice. He got sick with his sickness. Why? What does that mean? He got sick twice. Echok derecheretz, one is normal, won't the people who are dying. But echok, he got sick again, or doubly sick, shodoros gechazi, because he pushed away gechazi. You're not supposed to cause somebody to lose their olam haba. Even they deserve to lose their olam haba. You should not be the catalyst for that, obviously. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shimon Levi, said, b'shoa shenimnu v'amru. when they count voted and said Shlosha Malachim Arbaid Yodah Seinim Chalek Arbaid, the three kings and four commerce, the whole portion of the world to come, Yot the Pasco, a voice came from heaven and said Ba'amra and said Hamiim Chay Shalmena Kim Asta, from you it's paid up the comeuppance that you can repudiate people from Olam Haba. El Kiatotim Char V'lo Ani, you're going to choose against Olam Haba, not me. Why do you know how I'm going to decide who gets Olam Haba or not? You know, the Sanhedrin is going to vote who gets Olam Haba. Shem says it's my prerogative who gets Olam Haba.
The reverse of Lo
B'Shemayim. The reverse, right. The reverse of Lo B'Shemayim. That's right. Now, the truth is that why was Hashem upset? Not so much because of these guys, but because they wanted to count Shlomo, right? They wanted to deprive Shlomo of his chayek Olam Haba. So David came in front of the Sanhedrin. He pleaded with them, but he says, leave him in. The Eishar, some say, Eish Yotze Beis Kodshi Kodashim. It's the same fire from the Kodshi Kodashim we had before by Doyek. So here it's actually Yotze Beis Kodshi Kodashim, which would mean that this Mishnah is an early one that was still in the Beis Hamikdash existed. Or else we'll say that just like Kodesh Kodashim before was Lav Dafka, this Kodesh Kodashim was Lav Dafka as well. Anyway, Leithas are the same and burnt around them. Hadar Ilah, and one of the Chachomim in this Sanhedrin, which was determining who's going to get to Olam Haba, was a Chacham called Hadar Ilah. However, Yalif Matzi B'Sanei, he was accustomed always when he davened to be immediately answered. Kevash Nimayim, once he voted Shlomo out of Olam Haba, even though they didn't ultimately didn't pass that way, Sali, when he would daven L'Yisani, he no longer was answered. Okay, so Hashem was upset about this, this attempt to preclude Shlomo from the world to come. Okay? Darshe Rishumos, those who dashim psukim, they said, Kulem Yeshem Chayek Olam Haba. Everybody's Chayek Olam Haba. All the people mentioned. Why? Not Bilam, of course. But Li Gilad, to me belongs Gilad, Li Menashe Ephraim, Li belongs Menashe Ephraim. Ma'oz Roshi, the strength of my head is Yehudah. Mechokaki, my lawgiver is Moav. Sir Rachatzi, the pot of my washing, Al Edom. I'm sorry, Yehudah Mechokak, Ma'oz Roshi. I read it wrong. Legal of Limanashe, Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Yehudah is Mechokaki, Yehudah is my lawgiver, Moav Sir Rachatzi, Moav is the pot of my washing, Edom, Al Edom, Ashlich Nalian, Edom, I will put my shoe. Li Gilad Zachov. Achov came from Gilad, so he got Olam Haba. Melech Yisrael, not he came from Gilad, he died in Gilad. The king of Israel, Shinovar Mos Gilad, he died in Gilad. Li Menashe, to me, is Menashe Kishmuel, Menashe the king of Israel. Ephraim, Oz Roshi, Ephraim is the strength of my head. Ze Yerova Benavat Efrosi, the Rav Benavat came from Ephraim, he gets Olam Haba. Yehuda Mechokaki, Yehuda, my lawgiver, Zachi Toivel, who is the lawgiver, of course, right, the head counselor. Moav Sir Rachatzi, Moav is the part of my washing, Zeri Chazi, that's Gechazi, who got the Tzaras, and Losan Abba, as a result of washing issues, right? Naaman came and washed in the Jordan River, and that's what led to his losing Olam Abba. Al Adoma Shlich Nali, and Adoma cast my shoe, Zedoig Adomi, that's Doig, the Edomite, and they all get Olam Abba. Am Yisrael ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael, as we said before Hashem, I guess that's Sanhedrin. Ribbono Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Kolo, Master of all the worlds, Man HaBot, how can we give him the Chayek Olam Haba? But David Malkal Yisrael Mekalon, David the King of Israel cursed them. Anche Domi, remember the people of blood and treachery, Lo Yech Zimeh, they will not have their days. Am Elon, so David Hashem said, don't worry, it's up to me. Alay Lassosim Reim Le'elu. It's up to me to make them friends to each other. A lie pleasures Israel, a lie pleasures Yisori, I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about, but he says, I'll make peace. Okay? A lie pleasures Masim Toivim, I'm going to find for them good deeds, so some Reim, Elu Elu, in order to make them friends to each other, meaning he's going to find Tikkunim for Doeg and Achitoifel, even after David repudiated them. Okay, Aloha Gimel. Dora Mabo, Elim Chayoko Mabo. The ration of flood has no portion of the world to come. They don't stand the judgments. Now, it's not clear when this judgment is. The Pashup says, is that it's the din at the end of time. They don't even get judged at the end of time. But it sounds a little bit like means even after their death, they're not judged. Okay? They just, like Monopoly, go straight to jail, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. So the same thing, they don't get judged. Nehemiah says, my spirit will not judge with Darshni per people ever. The flog of the generation of the Tower of Babel in the Machinakova, they have no portion. Shema says, Vayovit Hashem Losam Balom Azeh, God scattered them in this world, Vishama Vitzom Hashem, and from there God scattered them, that's what abodes the world to come. Anshi Stom, people of Stom in the Machinakova, they have no portion of the world to come. Shema says, Vanshi Stom, Oim Chatim Lashem Oud, Hashem. Sorry, they were bad, they were sinners to God. Roy Balom Azeh, they are bad in this world, Chatim, and sinners to Lom Abod in the world to come. But they are judged. No, none of these are judged. Says, no need to judge them. Rishoyim don't stand in judgment. The sinners do not stand in the company of tzaddikim. The Rishoyim do not stand in judgment. That's the generation of the flood. And the sinners in the congregation of Tzaddikim, those are people of Sodom. They said, no, not true. But that's Tzaddikim in among them. They don't stand with the righteous people. But they stand within the dock with the Rishoyim and are judged. Says the they do not come to the world to come, the people of the flood. Matayim Apostle teaches this. They eradicated all culture in this world. By Malchon Arutz, they eradicated from the world, but the land, Olam Asi Lava, for the world to come as well. It says another version of this, another source. It says, my spirit will not rest in people forever, meaning they'll be lost forever. Rabbi Yehuda, I will not judge them. My spirit, I will not put my spirit among them. When I put my spirit among other people, at Chias Hamesim. Same idea. I will not judge them. My spirit, I will not put my spirit among them. When I reward the tzaddikim, they won't get anything. I don't put them back into their da, not nida. Your doing is not nida. I don't put them back into their sheet. I mean, I don't put their spirits, their ruach, back in their not nida in their sheet. They don't get chias hamesim and go back to their bodies. Okay. Rishim Levi Omer. Rishim Levi says, Ikar Zviva Son. Originally, when they were swept away by the flood, the Chultanus, that was permanent. So then they were lost forever since then. My time of prostitution to that space is Rovu. When they were swept away, Nitzmetu, they were done up. Bichumo, in his heat, Nidachu, they were downtrodden, Mimkomon, from their places. Ma, Bichumo, what is in their heat? In his heat, Beresil Chosan, in their own boiling. What is that? Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, call to Tipo Shakur's Borkum Moira Lame, every drop of rain Hashem brought down upon them. He would heat it up in Kehenim, Morida Lam, and bring it down upon them, because obviously they got heated up and aroused. Faveras, so therefore they were destroyed in heat. Okay? Midakanegmida. The Yosefit says, Bechomo, in their heat, Nidachu, they were downtrodden, from its place, meaning from Gehenim, it came down. Okay? Yudav Rabbi Chizkev, Rabbi Armin, they both said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Danos Rishoyim Gehenim, Shnemesol Chodesh B'Tchila, Shnemesol Chodesh. Rishoyim go to Gehenim for 12 months. B'Tchila, initially, Machlisa B'Tchayim Chachach, he makes them itch. I don't know what the Kabbalistic ramification of that, but first in Gehenim they itch. So it still means it builds up, because the Bali Mashav say Gehenim is a sense of shame. So first it's just like an itch. It has to build up to become burning, right? The Rosh say, Gomer says, Chichoch means a bit. He gags them so they can't cry out in Gehenim. Okay, but the Pashup Shad is that it means the itch. Chagam Achli saw it, then they go into the fire. Vayomrin, the carbon of the Pshariter itself changes the gear, so he says, Hamrin, vai, they say, woe, woe to ourselves. Vachagan, afterwards, Machdis and Lashel, he puts them in snow. Vayomrin, hoi, hoi, or va, vai, he has here, the Pshariter itself, which means language of Simcha. Now, Pshariter has learned that the snow is a respite for them. And there's a Medrash that says, I think it's a Medrash, maybe it's a Gemara elsewhere, every Shabbos, the people suffering Ganem are put into a mountains of snow to cool them down. And that's their Oinig Shabbos, right? Shabbos, they have some respite. So that's why Shai Dissol says that it's a good thing. But there is a source of Kabbalah, there's such a thing as Gehenim Shel Shelek. There's Gehenim Shel Ur. The fiery Gehenim is for Averis, which were Averis of passion. The Gehenim Shel Shelek is for Averis, were Averis of coldness, of laziness. So now, according to that, these would both be Lashonis of anguish, not one of anguish and one of joy. Okay? My time was, it said, what's supposed to teach us about Gehenim? Vayalenim Yibor Shon, he took me out from the busy pit. Shon is like the tumultuous pit. Mitita Yaven, from the mire of Yaven, which is the woe. My Mitita Yaven, Mokum Shem Rimbo, Hoy, the place where they say woe. The Kabludinam, so all the Rishonim go to Ganem, they get their judgment. Actually, it's a question. No. Let the Rishonim enumerate our Mishnah get their judgment. Let them have a Chelkom Abba. No. Hashem leitz lo shama garo. It says a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. In other words, to some people, even Gehenim cannot rectify them. They don't listen to rebuke. Be a stone that will push the world to come. They ruin lusty love, and they do not come to see the eventual future. Now, I don't know why that redundancy. I'm not sure what the two components are. That they don't get Olam Haba and they don't see the eventual future. I'm not sure exactly what those two things are. My time, what pasuk is it? Vanchei stoim roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ba'ol. They're very bad and evil to God. Roim v'chatoim, they're very bad and sinners. Bo'olam hazeh l'Hashem ba'ol l'asi lovo. So it sounds like l'asi, that... I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what Olam Haba and Asi Lavo are. It sounds like one is B.S. HaMashiach and the other is the world to come, but I'm not sure. Dover Akhano interpretation, Roim Elu Elu, they were bad to each other. The Chatoim, Begili Arayas, they were sinners, that's in licentiousness. La Hashem, that's in Avodah Zorah. Ma'o, that's in Shvichus Domim, in murder. Okay, Roma Salama Beis. Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the Israelites, which left Egypt, no portion of the world to come. They don't mean they're not judged. Shem says, "Bamibor hazeh itamu, in this desert they shall be finished. V'shoyim lusun, there they shall die." Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Mer Aleim Moim. Rabbi Elazar says, "No." And then it says, "Isfuli chasidai, gather for me my pious ones, crested beasts, people with which I wrote a covenant, alei zevach by the sacrifice by Har Sinai." Adas Korach Eirasida Alos. The congregation of Korach does not come out. Shneimar says, "Vayis Kavat Chasim Oritz." The land covered them over. Rayavidim Misolka Kol, and they were lost in the congregation. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Mer, no. Aleimu Omer Katzur. Them says, "Hashem Emis." Hashem kills Vuchayim, brings back to life. Morishol puts down in the grave. Ayol brings them back up again. Okay, Dor. Let's just do this Gemara till the next Mishnah. Dor Midbar Nun Gil Beis. Dor Midbar Nun Gil Beis. Dor Midbar. Again, Olam Haba and Asi Lavo. I don't know what the two things are. Shem says, "By Midbar, it's a Itamu Shem Musu. Itamu, they will be finished. Olam Hazeh Shem Musu, and there they will die. Lo Olam Haba." Maybe these are mistakes. You know, now I realize that maybe Chayek Olam Haba means. No, I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. Again, I think one is B.S. Mashiach and the other is the true Olam Haba. Because no, B.S. Mashiach is at the end of this 6,000 years, and Olam Haba is the next cycle after the 7,000th year. So maybe it's those two things. Chenu Omer says, that I took an oath in my anger, even if they will come to my respite. You know, we say this in Kabbalah Shabbos every Friday night, and we say it with such a Shenishbati Biapi Imvunam Nuchosi, you know, as if it's a nice, cool, pleasant pasuk. What it means is Hashem took an oath in his anger that the Jews in the Midbar were not making it into Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Anyway, so he says, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar says, no. Alei Mor, Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, right? So he's normally the stringent guy. Rabbi Akiva is the Rachmanis guy. So in the Bible, he actually asks the question. Says, you know, that Rabbi Akiva, Shavkelim, Yusei, he forsook his normal derech, which is to be the more loving and lenient one. And Rabbi Lezer takes the lenient position, whereas he's normally the more strident and militant one. Okay, but the Baal, the Bishrami, at least, I don't know what's going to happen in the next Mishnah, but at least as far as I saw so far, it doesn't answer that question. Anyway, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Me'alein Omer, says concerning him, Isli Chasidah, gather me, my pious ones, Korsi Brisi, Alizeva, those who wrought the covenant with me on the Korban by Har Sinai. Rabbi Shua Menishbati Vakayemo. Rabbi Shua says, it's a Pasuk says, I took an oath and I fulfilled it. So what's the Chiddush? Of course you take an oath, you fulfill it. It's, so says Mar, Pa'amim Shashenishba, Pa'amim Sheino Mekayim. Sometimes Hashem takes an oath, but he doesn't fill it if it's a negative oath. Chanai ben Echir Rabbi Shua Merak Siva Shanishbati Ba'pi. It says, I took the oath in my anger. Ba'pi Nishbati Chosanibo Ayd Munegane. So Shai Tetzor brings down a long and very, very interesting shot from his great grandfather. Was the Rav in the town of Mir in the early 1800s. He says, it's a Medrash. The Medrash says somewhere, Hashem gave Moshe a choice. He says, Moshe, if you want, you have a choice. Either you go to Eretz Yisrael, and the door of Midbar is no chelek olam haba, or you stay, you lose your portion of Eretz Yisrael, and your generation will get into olam haba. It's up to you. Because obviously some Kabbalistic thing, although he doesn't say it, Moshe is connected to his generation. If Moshe enters Eretz Yisrael, he'll cook up in another generation. But this is Moshe's generation, they're wrapped up in him, so they have to get to olam haba together with him. So Moshe chose to die in the Midbar, together with the generation, to bring them into Olam Haba. That was his choice. And that's where Rabbi Lezer says, yeah, Hashem took an oath, but it's conditional on Moshe not dying with them. So it's interesting, he says, fascinating thing. He says, this you can understand, the push shot by the Meraglim. Says the Meraglim got Yom HaShana, Yom HaShana. 40 days they went, so for 40 years they're in the Midbar. So he says, amazing thing, what kind of punishment is that? That's not fair, it's totally out of proportion. Right? One day for each day a year? What is that? So he says, it's an amazing thing. It's very cute. He says, no, this is a rachmanis on them. The truth is they should have died immediately. They should have died immediately. And but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since Moshe accepted upon himself to die with you guys, it's not yet Moshe's time to go. I need another 40 years of Moshe around in order to fulfill his task. So therefore, I'm going to give you, as a Rachmanis, 40 years during which you'll die. In other words, otherwise you would have died immediately, but I'm giving you 40 years in order to give Moshe Rabbeinu his time in this world before he has to die. Okay, in any event, says more for the time, Rabbi Shimon Asya Omer, Alei Mo'omer, concerning this, it says, why would Dor HaMidbar called Chasidai, my pious ones? Because they did with Hashem a chesed, right? Call my Hashem, Zachati lo chesed nu raich, avas klu saich, lechtach achra midbar v'etz lo zruah, the chesed that they followed Hashem into the desert. Of course, the ones who wrought the covenant, shiruch sayodi, they were the wrought through me, meaning that either means that they underwent kares through me, or it means more likely, I think, that they wrought the covenant at Mount Sinai with me. Alei zevach she'ilu osi, they uplifted me, v'nizbu choshmi, and they were also slaughtered on my name. It's not clear where they were slaughtered, either in Mitzrayim, or, dying al kiddush Hashem in the Midbar, or when Moshe brings down the idea of Mila, which really be Nichrus or Brizaliyodi. Anyway, whatever it was, they were slaughtered L'Shem Shemayim. Tayyar Shemakorah Me'al Dorsal, concerning these generations, says, Upduye Hashem Yishuvun, those redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back, even the Dor HaMidbar. Rebbe Omer Rebbe says, Eilu Ve'elu, all the following, Yeshem Mechel Komabo, they have portion of the world to come. My time of Pasad teaches us, will be in that day. Talk about Shabbat. They will blow in a great shofar. Uvo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, and those who lost in the land of Assyria will come back. Elos ha'shvat, those are 10 tribes. Va'yidach be'eretz Yisrael, those who cast away in the land of Egypt, said Dor HaMidbar, generation of the Exodus. Elu ve'elu, these and those yishtachavu la'Hashem Baruch Hu, they'll come to bow down to Hashem in Jerusalem. Adas Korach, on the other hand, Rabbi Akiva said, "Ein lemechel kabod, no portion of the world to come. Fame roin lost love again, not in the world to come, and not in the eventual future. My time of wife at chaselemar, it's below mazet. The land covered up in this world by odnu kolni, lost the congregation, lost the love. Tani. We learn Rabbi Yehuda Meseromer. Mimajish ne matisi kasel beit. It says, I was lost like a wandering lamb. Bakesh avadecho, quest your slave." Ma'aveda amura la'alon sovli is bakesh, just like a lost object is eventually going to be sought. Avaveda amura kan, so to Amiso, which was lost, meaning adas koirach, was lost, vayovnu tol hakol, the asivakis bakesh are going to eventually be quested, and they will get a portion of the world to come. And this already at the, earlier in the parak, mispalem udavin to get the adas koirach back. Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman amar Moshe spalem, Moshe davin for them. Yichi Ruven vayamus. And Reuven was the people were part of the people with Korach. Shem Levi Mer Chanis Balem Chana Davos Them. There, Bishul Levi Amar, Bishul Levi. That was Bishul Levi. That was Bishul Levi. That was Bishul Levi. Says a couple of extra words there. Kachis Adoser Shal Korach Shokas Vioredes. The congregation Korach was going down and up, down and up. From the Chana Mispalem to Chana finally Davos Them. Varmish said Hashem made Misum Chayeh. Mori Shovay Hashem kills. Brings back to life, pushed down the grave, brings up again, and that's the congregation of Korach.